Hi, how you doing?
So, what have we learned, or what are we still learning post Sandy?
Well, I mean that's a huge question in a lot of ways, and I think the answer is we don't know everything yet. I think we're starting to get a sense that there are many different publics out there. Let's just, I guess that's the best way to put it, regarding storm resilience, storm impact, climate change. The list could go on. And so I'll just give you a couple of examples. If you look at local town managers, the need for some kind of ability to better adapt and better confront storms in the future and climate change adaptation more generally, whether it's sea level rise, storm surge, those kinds of things, is imminent. I mean, they have to deal with it. They know that this is an urgent problem. Clearly the multiple storms over the last couple of years have sensitized them very directly. But then you get others, beach real estate holders who don't want to hear anything about it because that's what they do in the summertime, and they want to stay there, they want to rebuild, they want to do it in a way that is amenable to their own aesthetic values. And there's nothing wrong with that, but that oftentimes runs counter to, what you might say is good storm management from a public policy perspective.
So you have looked at what's taking place in some of the towns and cities across Connecticut. Can you talk a little bit about that?
With my research team, we've been doing a lot of work looking at towns' policies regarding climate adaptation. And this is not just coastal towns, but around the state of Connecticut, everything from inland towns having to deal with stormwater management and things like that, to the coastal towns who have the much more urgent and demonstrative needs of, the storm surge that just blitzed the coast. And I think you're seeing a pretty wide variation across those towns. Dealing with everything from trying to move, some of the coastal residences back if they can, although that notion of retreat is very much a political hot potato. You're seeing a real demand on the part of town managers, town planners, other local officials to try to figure out effective ways to plan for the next set of storms and sea level rise more generally in the face of, really constrained budgets.
As you said earlier, there are lots of stakeholders looking at these changes from varying points of view. Is there a way to talk about the most important lesson in general that we have to think about as we move forward?
Yeah, I guess if you get down to the people who really know what's going on with climate adaptation, probably the biggest thing that they are that's on their radar is planning and coordination. They know that what's happened to date has basically been crisis to crisis kinds of decision making, and the reason we have all of this attention over the past couple of years is because of all the storms. But that's not really an adequate planning scenario. And so that need for planning among the towns in the state and the region for that matter, but also getting information and having it facilitated by DEEP and other, state and federal agencies is a huge, huge need.
Thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Oh, no problem at all.